This is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. In July of this year, the Simon Fraser Student Society initiated layoffs for 8 of 20 student service and operations staff positions. A significant decision that, according to the organization, was made due to budgetary restraints and the society's current deficit. These positions were represented by a local nonprofit union organization, QP3338, who have come out publicly to state that these notices of layoff are in direct violation of the union's collective agreement with the student society. CJSF reached out to QP for more information on these alleged violations. We then were able to speak with the union's president, Shaneza Bacchus, who provided a timeline of events regarding the layoff notices, the union's response, and the specific alleged violations of the union's collective agreement.
July 17th, starting at 3:18 p.m., we received by email 5 of the 8 notices of layoffs via email that were sent to the members. So it's a really poor way to deliver these news. And the key piece here is we were not given notice that these layoffs were being sent to the members. I can't stress how it's contrary to acting in good faith. It's very disrespectful, it's unprofessional, and the fact is they have a legal obligation to notify the union when they're laying off individuals, because then we have to schedule meetings with the individuals. So they did that, the emails went out, I saw these come in, and knowing full well that the entire membership is gonna know that this is happening within minutes, I sent an update to the membership saying that the union has received these notices without prior notice that they were going out, and we will be addressing it with the employer. Shortly after that, the employer started holding meetings with those who were on site about the layoffs, again, without notice to the union, and without affording these impacted members their right to union representation. So when I received that information, I immediately went down to the SFSS with the intention of stopping those meetings, because that was contrary to the collective agreement. It's contrary to basic employment code. So when I did that, I absolutely did that firmly. I did it loudly. I have no apologies for how I choose to protect members. Well, I shouldn't say choose to. It was necessary to shut it down. I confronted two leads in the department, the HR lead and operations lead. Both denied that these were layoff meetings, but what else would you call them? I then confronted the SFSS president about it, and he claimed that the members did not need union representation. And I did raise my voice, and I said that is not his decision to make. This is their right, and we should have been notified. So that was that. That's what happened. And of course, I don't like engaging on that level. But we have to firmly and loudly protect the collective agreement and members' rights. And when they're being violated to such a high degree, we have no choice but to act in that manner.
Bacchus then went on to highlight one of the specific sections of the collective agreement that the union is claiming was violated by the Simon Fraser Student Society, as well as how these layoff proceedings should have occurred.
So we left, we spoke with the impacted members briefly, and then we left, and then we're here picking up the pieces after that. In terms of Section 54 and how it should go and how it should have gone and what we're trying to correct at this time is, so the notice is served to the union, and then the union and the employer would then meet over a series of meetings, the labor adjustment meetings, to decide how this is going to go. We would talk about everything from voluntary severance, if they want to put out a call for those that want to leave employment and offer enhanced severance above the collective agreement, ensure seniority is protected, other aligning articles are protected. And then we then pick, we arrange a schedule to have these meetings in person to ensure that the member is there with the appropriate HR forms and information that they prepare, and that their union rep is there with them after. Because after this news is delivered, it is very hard for the impacted person.
Later in our conversation, Bacchus also wanted to stress that while she understands the budgetary restraints that led to these layoffs, for the union, this is a matter of legality and labor rights.
I just want to say that I do understand the budget, the reasons given were budget. I do understand the concerns that they have expressed. We know that in this climate, that is a management right to restructure and to lay off. We know we can't stop it. The goal is to ensure that it proceeds fairly according to all relevant legislation.
Lastly, Bacchus had this to say to SFU students who may be concerned about the impacts of these layoffs will have on student support services.
I really would. I would encourage a student body to press the council for explanation on this. I think this impacts them significantly from the fall. This is not next year. This is in a matter of weeks. They will see serious impacts to their educational and student experience. And I think they deserve answers. I think there's accountability here and transparency that's lacking. Yeah. And I would ask for everyone to please be kind to the QP staff, and because they're experiencing, there's things being said online which we cannot control, but online bullying and harassment has a real effect on people, and the staff are significantly dedicated to the work that they do. Members routinely give of their own pocket to support student-funded programs, like the food bank. Like they do really good things from the goodness of their heart because they're dedicated to their work and their work ethic. So I would really ask for kindness both in person and online to all staff right now. They're going through a really difficult time.
Once again, that was our conversation with Shaneza Bacchus, the union president for QP3338, on the recent notices of layoffs for 8 out of 20 staff positions in the Simon Fraser Student Society. After this interview, CJSF reached out to the Simon Fraser Student Society for a response to the alleged violations of their collective agreement due to the ways in which these layoffs were enacted. At the time of this recording, we have received no response from the organization. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.